But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, Keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes, there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. A song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. The burden of Moab. Because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. Because in the night Kir of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defenced cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silence. They have cast up dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God as ye all are this day. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. The midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears.